Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Samach Gimel. The last daf here in the ninth perek of Maseches Erevin, 9 out of 10. And yesterday we had on Amud Beis, as I said, a Bavli type of daf, which talks about 5 different topics. Usually we found the Yerushalmi is pretty local and focused on the topic at hand. But here we had Rabbi Yochanan, who said there were 4 different or 5 different statements in Shas in different places where there was something that was unclear, where a Tana made a statement and the Tana said, well, you got to go all the way. So you got to go all the way Mutter, you got to go all the way Usser. So Rabbi Yochanan said in all the cases is you got to go all the way Usser, meaning you have to assume Lechumra. Starting with our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, if the walls fall down, you know, if it's going to be Usser next Shabbos, it's Usser this Shabbos. And if it's Mutter this Shabbos, it's Mutter next Shabbos. So the Lechumra understanding was given. And then we had a context by Para Aduma. And then we had a context by Tumas Ochlin, which we said, again, the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, all of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam discusses one mitzvah, many prakim in Tumas Ochlin. And then we had a discussion of Geirus, right? One comment on Geirus. Again, Geirus is interesting. The Rishonim discuss many sugyas in Geirus, how exactly it works. Is there an ikar and a tuffel part of the process? Interesting. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon, just 2 comments about Geirus. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon in Geirus, when he talks about the requirements of Geirus, so the Rambam says, obviously, we learn it from Har Sinai. That's where the national Geirus took place. And the Rambam says that... Just find the line. Case of Makabim Ger Tzedek. That's Perak Yud Dalet, but Perak Yud Gimel is the beginning, where the Rambam says, "B'shlosha dvarim nichlus tzar lebris, b'mila v'tfila v'karbon." There are 3 ingredients that Bnei Yisrael came into the covenant, became Jewish: mila and tevila and a karbon. And mila was in Mitzrayim, chalav leyochal bo, mal osa Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekulam bitlu bris mila b'Mitzrayim chutz b'shevet Levi. Tevila was before Matan Torah, v'kidash mayom machar. And the carbon, the chen ladaris, the Rambam says that's why those were ingredients. Kishe yirtze hagoy, even before reading this Rambam. If I would ask you, what are the requirements for Geirus? What do you have to do to become Jewish? So I would have said, I don't know, 3 things, right? Mila, bizman hazeh, besides the carbon, mila, tefila, and kabbalas mitzvahs. The Rambam does not formulate kabbalas mitzvahs as a requirement for Geirus. He has it as background. So it's not part of the process, it seems like. It's a prerequisite. V'chein l'doros, kishe yirtze hagoy, lehikanes labris, ulehistofev tachas kanfei hashchina, v'yakabel alav ol Torah, when a goy wants to do all this, tsarich mila tfila vartos karbon. But it's clearly in the Rambam's Lashon, not part of the process of Geirus. It's just the background, the prerequisite. Right? Even within the process, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether the order of Mila and Tevila make a difference. Right? Whether Mila has to be before Tevila, or Machlokas Tosfos Ramban, whether it makes a difference. Again, if you say it makes a difference, so then Lechora, maybe one is a prerequisite of the other one. It's not just 2 ingredients that bring about the result, because then it shouldn't make a difference of what the order is. But if it's, or maybe tevila is the ikker, what makes somebody Jewish, as long as you did mila beforehand. But mila might not be called part of the process. So kabbalas mitzvahs might be a prerequisite. Even mila might be a prerequisite. I mean, after all, women don't have mila, right? So for them, for sure, tevila is enough. Okay, so Geirus is a fascinating topic. In terms of accepting Geirim, not accepting Geirim, Ger Katan, and remember the Rambam's letter to the Ger giving him Chizik, where the Rambam, in the Igros HaRambam, quotes that he once got a letter from a Muslim convert who was being screamed at and made fun of, and in the last part of that Shuvah, the Rambam says, that's where he develops his idea of Yishma'elim are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says they believe in a false Navi, but they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they believe in one God. And then he says, and the fact that they screamed at you, don't you know that it says 36 times in the Torah not to make fun of a ger? Roi lo levakish mimcha mechila. Ava, I'm reading obviously the Hebrew translation of the Arabic. Ava bishata talmido. Even though you're the Talmud and he's the Rebbe, he has to ask mechila. V'achar kach yatsum v'yizak v'yispalel. Ulai yechaper lo hakel. Ulai. That's a, maybe Hashem will forgive him. I'm not so sure. V'chi shikr hayazeh? V'lo yada shebeshisha shloshim mekobas hizir Torah al-ger? Was he drunk when he made fun of you? Right? That, that he was making fun of you, that you were a ger. And then he says, continues, and he says, haya lo lachush la'atzmo ala kaas sheka'as. At sheheklim ger tzedek shelo kadin. At amr chachamim kalakois yebedecha ke'il obedevarazara. So the Rambam says, you know, he goes, he waxes poetic in terms of the godless of Gerim, but that's the Rambam in the letter to Igeres to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. So that's Gerus. That's the second to last context that here Rabbi Yochanan brought up. The last one here on the bottom, Samach Beis Mabeis, Am Haaretz. So what's the Am Haaretz line that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about? They're telling the following, similar to the Gerus Nafkamina. Am Haaretz and Ismana Lios Chaver. In Am Haaretz, what is an Am Haaretz? An Am Haaretz is someone who is not machpit about every diktuk halacha. There was a question about trusting the kashrus of an Am Haaretz in the days of old. Maybe we'll mention another point after we finish this. Am Haaretz is bodily as chaver, but what if he accepted to be a chaver, which means somebody was trustworthy in Hilchas Kashrus, right? We had this discussion in back in Zra'im when we spoke of Mesechas Demai and the others in terms of trusting people about their hafrashas. So if he's an Am Haaretz, he becomes a chaver. But he has stuff from beforehand, from when he was an Am Haaretz. V'hayilo taros v'yamar bari lishtonas shenasu tapatara. I know it was done betara. I know when I'm the time that I'm talking about, I wasn't a chaver yet, but I know it was done betara. So similar chilek as we said above. Bizman shenasu agav atzmo, if he himself did it, toros lo tveas lachirim. He could trust for himself, but he cannot trust for others because at the time he was an Am Haaretz. Al gav achirim, but if other people were involved in it even originally, tveas bein lo bein lachirim, then he can't even eat it for himself or trust for himself. And Rabbi Akiva again says you need consistency. Rabbi Akiva omerim toros lo toros lachirim, tmeim lachirim tmeos lo. Right, so you don't have a chilek between the ne'emanus of an Am Haaretz and Rabbi Yochanan Amar chumrin tmeos bein lo. And he says, you take a lechomer. Rav Salvechik, if has a thought relating to Ame Haaretz, he liked to quote the Gemara in the Bavli and Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara there talks about that one in the days of old, you weren't allowed to do a zimun with an Am Haaretz, right? You weren't allowed to do a zimun. So who is an Am Haaretz that you're not allowed to do a zimun with? So Bizman is that we do a zimun with anybody, right? It's not as long as you know they believe in God. Right, but I don't believe anybody. That's we're makel. But the Gemara says then, Ezeo Am Haaretz. We can still learn messages from the definition of an Am Haaretz. Ezeo Am Haaretz. Kol she'eino kore kriyash arvis v'shachris. Someone who purposely is not makabel malchus shemayim. Dei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Kol she'eino meniach tefillin. Doesn't wear tefillin. Benazei Omer. Kol she'eino tzitzis bebigdo. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Kol she'eino mezuza al pischo. All these defining mitzvahs. Rabbi Nassan bar Yosef Omer. Kol she'eish lo banim v'nemagalim l'tama Torah. You refuse to send your kids, give your kids a Jewish education. All of these are not just stam averis. They define a person as an Am Haaretz, according to one shita. And Rav Salvechik liked the last shita. Acherim omrim, afilu kara vishana, velo shimesh tamar chacham, hariz Am Haaretz. Even if somebody learns a lot of Torah, but they don't have a Rebbe, then amishamesh tamar chacham, that's an Am Haaretz. Because, Rav Salvechik slate, because even with all the Torah that you know, you can get a warped sense of hierarchy of values and how everything fits together if I just study the books. And therefore, it's not just about knowing, but it's about Gadol Shimushi Yosem Milimuda, as we had, but that's a little bit about Am Haaretz in Chazal. Okay, that was Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Samach Beis Mabeis. Now we get to here to the last Mishnah in the ninth parak. Says the Mishnah, and we had parts of this Mishnah quoted already a number of times in this Pesachta. Habona Aliyah Gabi Shnei Batim. If somebody has two houses on two sides of the road, and you build a roof, you build a porch, going from one side to the other side. So you have a street in the middle, and you have a porch between two houses going over the street. So what's the status of what's under that porch? Right, it's surrounded by two walls, but it has a street on the other two sides. Similar, what if it's not a porch that's connected to the houses, but it's just a bridge, an overpass? Over a road. Mitaltan tachleim b'shabes div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's Rishus Yachid. Rishus Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda says you could carry under that area, even though there are only two physical walls, you can carry under that area. The Gemara will have a question: is this because Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need mida oraisa for a Rishus Yachid is two physical walls, Or you need more than two walls for Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Rabbi Yehuda allows imaginary walls, halachic walls, right? That's the question. That's not clear. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to carry. Is that because all you need is two? Or you need more than two, but you're allowed to use imaginary using the principle of pitikra yored esosin. So that's not clear. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'chacham mosrim, the Chacham say aser, no. Chacham say, no, you're not allowed to carry under that area. It is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'maisa. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also says, ma'arvin b'mavui mefulash. Rabbi Yehuda also has another kula, that if you have a mavui mefulash, remember a mavui eno mefulash is surrounded by three sides. An alleyway that's a dead end, that's open on one side. That was the first mission of the Masechta. You put a lechi or a kora. Mefulash means it's open on both sides. Go straight through. So we said earlier, what do you need for a mavui mefulash? You need a tzuras ha-peslach on one side, and a lechi and a kora on the other side. Meaning you need more of a significant closure on one side. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says just put a lechi or a kora on one side, put a lechi or a kora on the other side, and that's good enough. Again, that might be because two walls, like we said before, is daraisa. The chachamim also, the chachamim again say aser. Chachamim again say aser. No, you can't enclose a mavi mefulash with just a lechi on both sides. Why? Look at the Pnei Moshe. Why? Don't they hold a pitikra? Don't they hold a pitikra yard v'sosim? You have two walls. Says the Pnei Moshe. Hoel umefulash in l'rishas harabim lo armin and pitikra. The problem is you can't say I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier. This is the Chachamim Osrim on the previous line, right? It's a similar idea. But why do the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda by the bridge? So the Pnei Moshe says, because you can't use Pitikra over a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right, and that's why he says no good. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you don't say Pitikra if you only have two walls, only if you have three walls. That's that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat of the Chachamim. Okay, and then we have the last machlokas again. Rabbi Yehuda says you could be ma'ariv. That means put a lechi or a korah on both ends. Mavim mefulash. And the Chacham say no, Osrin. No, you need to sort of pesach on one side and a lechi and a korah on the other side. Period. Rav Huna Amar, ein rishus harabim mekura. Rav Huna says if you have a roofed area, that cannot be a rishus harabim. A roof ruins it. Part of the definition of rishus harabim is, remember we said 16 amas wide. Machlokes, major machlokes Rishonim. 600,000, do you need? Unclear. Rashi, yes. Other Rishonim, no. And here, another requirement. Can't be roofed. Ein, which is Rabim, Mikura. Let's just read the whole Gemara, and then we'll comment. Amar, Bishimin ben Bar Karsin, Lomen Amidbar Lamata? One second. Isn't the whole source of Rishon Rabim is from the Midbar? Umidbar, Mikura Haya. And wasn't the Midbar roofed? Why? Anane HaKavod. Right, we were surrounded by the clouds of glory. Doesn't that mean we're roofed? So doesn't that show that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can be roofed? Answers the Gemara, even without answering that question, Masdisa lo amar kein. The Mishnah clearly is against that. Right, we don't answer the Taina about the Adon Yaakovid. Right, the Taina could be that's not real walls or a roof, but the Gemara just says the Mishnah proves against Rosh Hashanah Makarsana. The Mishnah supports Rav Huna that you can't have a roof on a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because what was the language of the Mishnah? Even the Chachamim who say you can't carry there, what's their lashon? Right underneath the bridge, asur. Lo amar elav v'chachamim osrim hu chiyev chatas enkan. It doesn't say asur. It doesn't say chat chayev. It says asur, which means it's a derabanan. Meaning, is this a is this a Rosh Hashanah? Could this be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim fish or not? It can't be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because it has a roof, right? So the Mishnah sounds like it supports Rav Huna against Rav Shimon Bar Karsana. 2 points. Number one, we paskin like Rav Huna, right? We paskin like Rav Huna, right? The Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Hei, Ezehu Rishus HaRabim. Right? We did this in our Hakdama to the Masechta. What is the definition of Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos Ushvakim, HaRechavim Tezayin Amma. They're 16 Amos wide. Ve'enon Mekorim. And they're not roofed. The ein lahem choma, and they're not surrounded. Vafil yesh lahem choma, and even if they have a wall, hey mefulashim yishar l'shar, and if they're open, even if they have walls, but if you go straight through, right, that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The yesh omrim, there's that yesh omrim. If it doesn't have shishim riba ofrim bo b'chol yom, ein a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And what about dalsos of neulos v'chulu? So it can't be roofed. What's fascinating is that if you look in the Bavli, Shabbos Sadiches, the Bavli says. The Bavli says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Right, what does our Gemara have? Rav Huna Amar. The Gemara in the Bavli says, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, if you carry Dalamas and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mekura, you're Pater. Meaning why? Right, a roofed area can't be. Same thing. Shenemer, what's his source? Diglei Midbar. Diglei Midbar. In the Midbar, there was no roof. In the Midbar, there was no roof. So you see that Rosh Hashanah can't have a roof. That's exactly the opposite of what the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said proves that even if there was a roof, because of the Diglei Midbar. Right, exactly the opposite. Our Gemara seems to say that the Adonai HaKavod proved that there is a roof. The Bavli there proves it's not a roof. What about the Adonai HaKavod? What about the Adonai HaKavod? Says the Ritva, there on that Gemara, Shabbos Sadiches, Adonai HaKavod L'chashav Kirui. That's not called a roof. Adonai HaKavod are not called a roof, and therefore, nothing. So it seems to be interesting, Machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi, whether you consider the Adonai HaKavod, a mechitza or not. If you look at the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Reish Ayin Ches and Arachayim, where he talks about, it can't stand Baruch Metsuya. And that's why, you know, anything that cannot stand in a normal wind, could Ani HaKavod stand in a normal wind? They say they didn't do Bris Mila because, you know, the wind might have been dangerous for them. So he says maybe the Chik quotes a sefer Dorish Letzion, that maybe whether the Ani HaKavod, is considered a roof depends whether we sit in the sukkah, zecher to the Adonai HaKavod, or zecher to sukkah's mamish. If we sit into the sukkah, zecher to the Adonai HaKavod, that means our schach are like the Adonai HaKavod. That means it is a roof. But if our sukkah is just, no, sukkah's mamish, Adonai HaKavod is something else. Nothing to do with sukkah. So maybe it wouldn't be. Fascinating. That's his suggestion in the name of the Doresh Letzion. Okay. So that, Adonai HaKavod. What one other, we can't not say it. One other point about the Adonai HaKavod, if you remember, it's been a long time, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, in his Sefer in Shar HaYesodos, wonders, says, we know the Gemara says in Tainus, that we had the three special miracles in the desert. Keneged the three special personalities, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and Moshe b'schus the man, b'schus Moshe was the man, b'schus Miriam was the Be'er, and b'schus Aaron was the Adonai HaKavod. So he, the Mabit, asks, why do we have a holiday only for one of them? Right? We have no holiday for the Mun. We have no holiday for the Be'er. We only have a holiday for Adonai HaKavod. So why Dafka there? So this explains the Mabit. Hashem took us to the desert and he basically had to give us bread and water. I mean, that was kind of his chayvus. He took us to a place without civilization. So he had to give us bread and water. Okay, he did it in a miraculous way, but what else are you going to do? Because after all, we thank him for the Mun, but that doesn't show his love because he had to give us bread and he had to give us water. Because after all, we would have starved. And he took us out. Adonai HaKavod, he didn't have to give. Adonai HaKavod is extra. To flatten all the mountains, to have our clothing grow with us. We could have just had hand-me-downs. Right? The Efshar Lomar, Ki Gamsha Be'er V'Amon Ha'yunisim Ufor Samim Lein Kol V'Smidu Kol Arba'im Shana Kivan Shaya Dover Hechrechi She'i Efshar B'Lim Yitziyusam Klau L'Huk V'Remez Lahem. Aval Adonai HaKavod Shlo Haya Kol Kach Hechrechi. It wasn't as needed Kamo Heim Ela Kadei Shlo Yu B'Chor B'Yom V'Karech B'Layla. It made us more comfortable. Hukvu Yimei Achag L'Ramez Remez L'Inyanam. Ki Gam B'Dover Shlo Haya Hechrechi K'machol U'mishte Asak El Yisbrach Neis U'Pela Imahem B'Midbar. Right, and that's what really shows the Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for us, Adonai HaKavod. Again, Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether it was considered a roof. We continue now. Mahu. Maoshi Yitzarach Mechitza. This is the question that I mentioned in the Mishnah. According to Reb Yehuda, that says you're allowed to carry underneath the overpass. Is that because all you need are two walls for a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? All you need are two physical walls, and that's why he says you're allowed to carry under there? Or even he agrees you need three, but you're allowed to have imaginary. All right, so which is it? So, Maoshi Yitzarach Mechitza. Do you need physical walls for the mechitzas, for Rabbi Yehuda? Rava Amar Tzarach Mechitza. Rava says you need physical walls. And therefore, what's the pshat of our Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds two walls is enough for Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. Because he says you need physical walls, so it must be, in our Mishnah, you only have two walls. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi the Amora says, Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't Tzarach Mechitza. No, you don't. No, you don't need mechitza. You could use imaginary pitikra. So when Rabbi Yehuda says it's enough in the Mishnah, it could be you need three walls. Two physical and one non-physical. Right, he could be. That's what he needs. Amru Chavraya Kumi Reb Yosi. So they asked Reb Yosi, Yos Amar Rebbe Ba, or we could read that as Rava. Right? They said in front of Reb Yosi, I think the other sheet is right. I think you need two physical walls. Why? Ditanina, because we learned earlier about a week ago. Daf Nun Vav. Remember the case of the water between two chatzers, and we had all the different shitas. Do you need a wall going into the water, coming out of the water? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all you need is the wall that separates the chatzer. You don't need anything separate from that. But what does he say? You need that wall. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda needs physical walls. Why doesn't he just go by for a board on top? The Tanina, on Rabbi Yehuda, lo te mechitza gavoa mikol sheshe b'neihem, question mark. So don't you see from the Mishnah earlier, a week ago, daf nun vav, doesn't that show that Rabbi Yehuda requires physical walls? Or else why can't he use an imaginary wall there? Amar Lone, Rabbi Yossi answers, don't bring me a raya from there against my shita. Or are you telling me that show proves like Rava? Wrong. Taman, which means in our Mishnah, Shiesham Tikra, our Mishnah has a roof. Our Mishnah has a roof, right? It's an overpass. Sainz are machitzas. That's why you don't need any of the machitzas, right? You don't need anything else because you have two side walls and then you can have an imaginary one because you pitikra. From Hacha, but over here by the Mishnah earlier in Daf Nun Vav, Shein Sham Tikra, there's nothing above the water. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says you need the wall. You can't say, oh, Pitikra, no. Of course, you need a wall if there's no imaginary wall. So Zerah Pachitza, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says, don't bring me kashas from that Mishnah on my Shita. Right, I could fit it in. There's a big difference between that Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav, and our Mishnah here. And the Gemara ends off, De Amar or Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Hada da'at Amar. Another comment about Rav Yehuda Shita. Hada da'at Amar. When does Rav Yehuda say that you can count these two walls mifulash and labika? If underneath is not a rishus harabin, it's just like a vow. It's like a carmelis. That's when Rav Yehuda allows it. Avalam hayu mifulash and rishus harabin aser. But if it was mamish open to the street, then even Rav Yehuda would say that's aser. So what's this Gemara implying? The Gemara is implying that it must be the Rabbi Yehuda against Rava. Because what does Rava say? Two are enough daraisa. If two are enough daraisa, then even if a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim goes through it, it shouldn't ruin it. You shouldn't say Rabbim Mevatli Mechitzta if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim daraisa. Ah, so it must be like Rabbi Yossi. You need three. You need an imaginary one too. So if you have a Rabbim going through an imaginary one, that ruins it. That ruins it. And therefore, this line, at least according to some, seems to be Raya to Rabbi Yossi against Rava. B'she'en sham mechitza. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the line. Avam ha'yu mefulash v'sar rabim asr. Right? If it was open to v'sar rabim, it would be asr b'en sham mechitza. If there's no third mechitza there, avam yesh mechitza mutter. If there would be a third wall, there would be mutter. But that whole thing seems to support Rabbi Yossi, not Rava. Because again, according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls are all you need, daraisa, to make a rishus yachid. And if that would be true, then rabim going through those two walls shouldn't ruin it. Okay, Adjal Perak Kol Gagos Ha'ir. We got into the last parak here. Hamotzi Tefillin. Hamotzi Tefillin. Says the Mishnah, if somebody is walking outside in the field, the Karmen Eda, Besada Shebemakam Shenevadim. Right? You're outside in the field, and if you know, you find a bunch of Tefillin. If you leave the Tefillin there, they're going to get ruined. They're going to get ruined. Right? So, you want to bring them in, but you can't carry them. Right? It's Hotzah. So what do? Machris and zug. You take them in one by one. What do you mean one by one? Pair by pair? You wear them. You wear them. Right? Because if you wear the tefillin, then you're okay. Then you're not carrying them. So on most instances, they're a bunny. You're wearing. You're allowed to have malbush. So you can wear them. We'll get to the machris and zug. Right? You can bring them in, but we'll see how. Right? We're going to bring them in by wearing them. Machris and zug. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shtayim. You can bring them in even wearing two. You can wear two at a time. We'll have to see what the Gemara says about this. And again, why are you allowed to do this? Because it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. But it's a tzorach, they're going to get ruined. So you're allowed to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan by wearing them in order to save them. Ba'amed Ramurim, this only applies by Yeshonos, by old tefillin. What does that mean? It has the straps. It looks like tefillin. And you could assume that it's kosher tefillin. Avo Bachadashos, if it's tefillin boxes without the straps, who knows? Maybe this is an amulet. Maybe this is just some type of voodoo something. So putter. So then you're not allowed to take it in because you don't know. You don't know. Maybe it's a kamiya and there's no kedusha and therefore you can't violate an issa d'rabbanan just on the off chance that it might be tefillin. Matzam tzvasim o krichos. What if there's a whole bunch? They're tied together either by pairs or by shalroshes and shalyads. So if there's so many, so then Chazal say, well, you're going to have to come back here anyway after Shabbos because you're not going to be able to finish. So you know what? In that case, leave them all. Machshech aleihen. Just stay there till the night of Avien and then bring them in, because then you have to do that. You don't have to violate. And if it's a time of danger, that, you know, you weren't allowed to gozru, the carbon aid that says gozru shlola niach tefillin, right? Because there's a time you can't wear tefillin, then obviously you can't wear it. Can't wear it in, then just cover it, then leave and hope for the best and go back afterwards. V'chasan v'holech lo. Period. Hamotzi tefillin v'chulu. Hamotzi tefillin machriz zugzug derech malbush. As we said, you can bring them in by wearing it. Achas barosh v'achas bezro. One on the head, one on the arm. Which are, right, shel rosh and shel yad are two different mitzvahs. Again, there's so much lumdus we could talk about, but we'll continue. Gamliel omer shnayim, shnayim barosh, shnayim bezro. Rabbi Gamliel says you could carry two in. That means two pairs. Two on the head and two on the arm. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Elazar, hanosin tefillin balayla over basay. If you wear tefillin at night, it's an isser asay. In Isra say, Shene Amar, Vishamata Zakhug Razos, Miyamim Yamima. Yamim Velo Lelos. Tefillin or daytime, not nighttime. Yamim Velo Lelos. There's a line that's missing here. If you have it there in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and on the side, the Gersos. So Yamim excludes nighttime from tefillin. Yamima, Pratla Shabbos Gemin Tovim. Yamima means certain days you wear tefillin, excluding Shabbos and Yantif. Sounds like it's a Dinda Araisa so far. Not to wear tefillin at night, and not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Says the Gemara, V'ha Rabbi Yavohu Yasavu Masdi Baram Shev Tefillin Aloi Revo, used to sit at night and wear tefillin. Three answers. Number one, Mitzadet Din Hayu, he used to push him to the side. So it wasn't in the right spot. The language of Chazal is, if it's not in the right spot, it's as if it's in the drawer. So it wasn't in the right spot. And he didn't want to put it down because he wanted to like guard them. So Kimin Pikadon Hayu Biyado. It was like a Pikadon, he wasn't wearing tefillin. He pushed it all the way to the side. Number one, is the boy Meimar, Lomar Elahanosein. Some say, look at the language. What does it say? If you put on tefillin at night, it's a problem. It doesn't say anything about if you had tefillin on, you don't have to take it off. The issue is the Hanacha. Lomar Elahanosein, Avalam Hayu Alami Bod Yom Mutter. You got to think about that Svara. Right? What would be why would there be a reason? You're not allowed to put on tefillin, but you're allowed to be Mamshich wearing tefillin. So fundamentally, tefillin's not a night thing, but it's ready at night. We don't want to be mevazah the tefillin by taking them off, so you can leave them on, but you can't put them on. I think about the svara for that. Okay, number two. Number three, v'istabay meymar mitzvasan shadichle regam manashuk. Chanukah lashon. Right? Maybe others say that, really, night means most of the night. Rabbi Yavo had it on the first little part of the night. That's allowed. Again, pashtus, that shita would hold that it's an issur rabbanan to wear it at night. Because where does Tichla Regem Nashuk come from in terms of that shir? It's an Issa Daraisa, but you're allowed to go half an hour into the night. That would be very difficult. Okay, either way, these are all deus. Is the boy Nishmei Menada, some learn the exclusion of Shabbos and Yanta from the following. Not from Yamim Yamima, but from the following. V'hayu l'chala os. Mi shetzrich an os. Tefillin are called an os. You only should wear tefillin on days that require an os. Yatu Shabbosos v'yomim tovim shein gufan os. Shabbos Yantav themselves are os, and therefore, as Chazal say, or the Mefarshim explain, it would be a bizoyon of the os of Shabbos and Yantav in order to wear the os of tefillin. I think Rabbeinu Bachai says, Ala Torah, I think in Lech Lecha, or at the beginning of Bereishis, he says, Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar. You always need two Edim. So, Mila is an os. So on a weekday, we have Mila and tefillin. On Shabbos, we have Mila and Shabbos. Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar. Right? You don't want to be Mevazeh, any other os. And that's what the language that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch is this daya. Right? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Aleph, which is the Siman about Shabbos and Yantif, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbos v'Yantif asur l'haniach tefillin. That's what's added by this is din also. It's not just putter, it's asur. Why? Mipnei shein atzman os. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Because they are an os. V'meinichen bahem os acher haya zilzul la'os shelahem. And the big machlokas is, what about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed called an os or not? Machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah, and a lot of action by Chol HaMoed. So here, but we have a second day of exclusion. Shein Gufanos, says the Gemara of Lokfar Kasav Yamim Yamima. Doesn't everybody say Yamim Yamita? What do we need two sources to teach me the same exclusion? Les Lecha Ela Ki Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan. It must be like what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol Mila D'lo Mechavra. Anything that's not clear, Misamchen Le Minas Atrein Sagin. So you can have two sources. What does that mean? Most Mepharshim on the page say, it's really a Dinder Rabbanan. It's really a Dinder Rabbanan, and we're looking for an Asmachta back in the Pasuk. It's a Dinder Rabbanan not to wear tefillin at night, right? Or at Shabbos and Yantif, or or right, we don't court at night again here. But if the whole thing is an asmachta anyway, so therefore we'll get as many asmachtas as we can, as many hints in the Torah as we can. It's not really a drusha that we are learning, right? And that's what it says that it's not a real ein lecha l'taris alakiyadam Rabbi Yochanan. V'chein davar zeh shelo laniach tefillin b'shabbos v'yomim tovim kol ma shenuchal lemtzoh lo smach mikra som chenotel. Okay, so you're just fine. Period. Once we're on the topic of whether Shabbos and Yontif is excluded or not, so the Gemara at this point assumes that it's only Din D'Rabbanan, meaning Mid D'Araisa, Shabbos and Yontif are times of tefillin. If that's true, then it is not a Zman Grama. So the Gemara says Nashim Minayim. So how do we know that women are Pturas from tefillin, right? If it's not a Zman Grama. Answer, because next to tefillin in Shema is Talmud Torah, and women are pturas from Talmud Torah. Right, teach your sons and not your daughters. So women are pturas from Talmud Torah, and if women are pturas from Talmud Torah, hachayav b'Torah, chayav b'tefillin. Nashim shein chayavas b'Torah, ein chayavas b'tefillin. But women who are not chayav in Talmud Torah are not chayav in tefillin. What does it mean? They're not chayav in Torah, not chayav to learn. The Rama says in Yeridea, women have to learn mitzvahs shalahen. All they have to learn is Dalach Halkei Shulchan Aruch. Women have to learn plenty. What does it mean they don't have to learn? So they don't have all aspects of learning. Maybe we'll start with Ebed Hashem next time with the Beis HaLevi, and we'll get into Eishes Yonah and Michal Bashol and some of those women that used to wear and where the spot for tefillin is. Ebed Hashem, exciting things. Here we have a little, before we get back to Erevin, which is the next Mishnah, but a little bit about the tefillin and other topics here in Erevin. Okay.